Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and hope everybody out there is feeling good today, despite the weather, despite the challenges. Reach inside and look at something in your life that feels really wonderful, because there are. And it's so interesting to realize that within us, we have some wonderful guidance that we can tap into. And not only within us, but around us, there's guidance that we actually are privy to if we know how to connect to it. And I have a very special guest today who's really going to show you and tell you so much about, yes, divine trust. And I'm talking about Dr. Nancy Wiley, who's a successful orthodontist as well as an author who's journeyed through life studying manifestation and inner consciousness, which I love. With her continuing experience and ever-growing confidence in navigating through her inner realm, Nancy was able to reach a state whereby she no longer suffers, no matter what life presents. Her trust in Source has become unshakable. From direct experience, Nancy's now absolutely certain that there is a divine presence that wants everyone to know it as well as trust it. In her new book, Divine Trust, A Practical Guide to End Your Suffering and Find Your Way Home, Nancy lays out a blueprint that anyone can easily follow to achieve this incredible state, find bliss and trust for themselves, and thereby achieve freedom from suffering. Dr. Nancy Wiley now dedicates herself to igniting a massive shift in human consciousness using divine trust as the cornerstone. Welcome, Dr. Nancy Wiley. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dr. Joanne. Thank you so much. What a great intro. And I am wonderful today. How could I not be?
Well, that's so important, because we need to be able to, like I said earlier, and like you know because you live this, really look at all the wonderful that's going on and despite what's happened and what's gone on. Now, you have a very interesting background and have wonderful opportunities and challenges, but what I'd like you to do, Dr. Nancy, is share a little bit about what happened for you to open up to divine trust? And then we'll talk about what it is.
So, you know, the background, that for your listeners is that I'm a scientist, right? I have three advanced degrees from Columbia University, but six total degrees and advanced degrees and certificates. It was not the science that gave me this information or this technology or this knowledge and this knowing. It was through the sideline of first learning transcendental meditation when I was 16, and then being given a book. I was given two books, one when I was about 17. It was The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, which kind of was very interesting and mind-broadening. And then I was given Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And that I got when I was about 20. And so here I am on this path to become a scientist, do research, and eventually become, you know, a set dentist and then an orthodontist and, you know, on and on. But it was this sideline of, wow, if this is potential, if this is what the human being could actually do, it was just so mind-broadening. And science was taking me further and further away. So I was on these two parallel paths, one of a scientist and one of a seeker. And the more I was trying for years. I did transcendental meditation and got very little out of it. I mean, I did it for like a quarter of a century, 25 years. And then I switched to HoloSync, which uses brainwave entrainment with two, you know, they put the two different headphones on and try to sync up your brain, and it supposedly uses science to bring you to a state of enlightenment. Well, I tried that for 8 years, and still nothing. And finally, in 2008, still being a seeker, I found a great teacher. Oh, my God, if you could ever study with her, she's so fantastic. Her name is Jetta Molly, and she was putting on a course called Pathway to Enlightenment through Learning Strategies. And I took it, and oh, my God, it's so profound. I still listen to it to this day. And then I did mentoring with her, and, you know, so I could get some direct teaching and direct feedback. And I still do it. I mean, I'm still using her, you know, teachings and her guidance to further my depth. But so profound, and it was from pretty much the beginning of working with her that I started having the most profound spiritual, peak spiritual events every time I did a meditation of hers. And I didn't have to be live with her. I could do her recordings. So eventually, she uses a special guided meditation. It's just so fantastic. For me, that's the way to stay present in the moment and to get the most out of it. But it was her guidance and her already awareness and her certainty and her light that turned on mine. And now it's my turn to do the same for others. So, yes, so profound, where I am now certain I commune with this energy that hosts all things. We have a very intimate relationship. And all I have to do is just take a breath, and right immediately I'm there. I no longer have to be in meditation to experience it, feel it, or commune with it, or be one with it. So I hope that answers.
Yeah, and, well, because I live that way, too, so this is not foreign to me, but many of our listeners may, and that's why we're going to go deeper. When you have that connection, I just want to share a little bit, it is, like you said, it is so wonderful. You don't have to, you don't have to go into deep meditation. It's there with you all the time. And there's something very comforting and wonderful to have that kind of guidance, to feel it. And it empowers you, and it also makes you feel so very, very grateful. So tell our listeners, because you and I live this, what divine trust is.
So if you go to the dictionary, trust is the firm belief in the reliability, strength, or truth of a thing. In this case, God, Source, the universe, whatever name you're giving that energy that hosts all things. But it says in the dictionary, it's a firm belief. So that implies that you're reaching out on faith without anything tangible. So you're basically using someone else's experience to feel it first. But what I'm explaining and what I'm trying to define or lead us to is an actual, tangible, palpable relationship where you know it, you know this energy, you trust it, you see it, and you see its hand at everything. And it's beyond belief. It's this actual, tangible proof, this relationship. It's a one-on-one, and it's so nourishing. It's so fulfilling that you cannot have a bad day when you're coming from this relationship. Now, just as a caveat and to be totally transparent, human beings, and I'm a human being, I do periodically, in the tick-tock of a day, fall out of it and have to remind myself. But it is now my come from. When I realize I'm maybe watching the TV or the news, which I try not to if it's on and someone has it on in my presence, or, you know, whatever the triggers are, it's like you can slowly start to go back into the human experience, and that is perfectly fine because, after all, we're human beings having a human experience, but we're also spiritual. And once this is your come from, you can start to see your energy scatter, and then all you have to do is reconnect, come into the present moment, breathe, and log on to this relationship. Remember to recall it, re-see it, and bring it back in the present moment is this way to do it. And then you're immediately whole and complete again. So whatever is being scattered, all you have to do is remember this, do this. And I do exercises in my book where it just brings you right to that, and it hopefully makes everyone's, you know, it's their come from. It's so easy. All you do is take a breath and remember who and what you really are.
And, you know, that's really very important because we do and we can have that connection. And it's a daily connection. It's like you said, you don't have to do meditation to have that very intimate connection and knowing. And I just know that from my own experience with it, and I've studied a lot of alternative ways of connecting it and come through with my own, it's just so powerful and loving. Now, what mm-hmm. about people who say, well, what does that mean in terms of connection with God or a consciousness or whatever? What, you know, there are many religions. How does that relate to other religions, or is it against it? I mean, I'm just raising questions that I don't believe.
Right. I love this question because if you know this energy, you know it's unifying. All religions point to this and support it. So it's actually support to all religions and even atheism. You don't have to. It's just a completely uniform, loving. It unites everything, Dr. Joanne. It's just so exquisitely blissful. No matter what religion I look at, it's all the same, and it all points to this energy, this beautiful, exquisite energy that is there behind everything.
Yes, it's all-encompassing, and yes. To me, and to you probably as well, Dr. Nancy, it's not about one, it's not about religions, one is better than the other or more, and I'm not saying that, but that's oftentimes what's preached, and
right.
This has nothing to do with anything better than anything else, but it's just all pervasive, like you say, and bountiful and beautiful.
Mm.
So how does somebody get to this place? You and I have studied a lot. How does
mm-hmm.
somebody actually feel that, believe it, mm-hmm. trust it within themselves?
It's a lot easier than, you know, we're made to believe. It's so easy, actually. In my book, in Chapter 3, I do a little process where I take people deep, and I am being told by people who are listening to it that they feel a shift from the very first time, and they're thinking, like, that's it, they just need to do it once. And I'm like, well, it's not usually that easy. It's you have to keep repeating it until you can have this unshakable knowledge, and it's always there, and it's your come from, it's in your everyday presence, it's in your beingness. at a certain point. So it's coming into the present moment. But first, we all have to decide. We have to make the choice. Is this what we want? Do we want to have this unshakable trust, or do we want to stay living in the fear? So I say there's really two ways to come about and live your life. One is to be working from the everyday mind, where you're living in the past and lamenting over this, or, you know, it's victimhood. It's finding blame, shame, complaining. It's categorizing. It's dividing. It's finding what's lacking, missing, or wrong. Or it's looking to the future and projecting your past onto your future and causing fear and anxiety. This is not that. This is a second way of living. Okay, so 98% of us live in that first way I just described. And that's the way we're trained. We're trained to be that way from our parenting, from our school. You know, everybody trains us to be in that analytical mind, the everyday small mind, not the big mind. Then there's this other beautiful way. It's to come into the present moment, to relate or connect to this energy source and let it kind of merge with you and just let it be. And now in this state, everything is unifying. You see what is common amongst all of us. You see what's beautiful. You see truth. You see love. You see beauty. And there's no need to label anything. And there is absolutely no shaming, complaining, or blaming. Everything is perfect, just as it is. And I ask you, what's that?
I was going to say, do you have a little experience that you could take our listeners through?
Sure. Okay, so I do want to say, don't try to do anything. The more you can allow and relax and just be inner aware, the more you're going to experience. And at first you'll see glimpses, and you'll say, I think that, I'm not sure, I think that might be. Because usually the inner sensations are very subtle, and it takes some practice to actually trust yourself that what you're feeling inside is this. Because I used to talk myself out of it and say, oh, that's just my imagination. But in actuality, that was reality. That was it. So it's going to start in glimpses. So we're just going to take some breaths. And I always say, give your mind a job to do so it's easier to stay in the present moment. So when you breathe in, kind of visualize either you're on a roller coaster. So you're going up the roller coaster as you're breathing in, and then as you breathe out, you go down the roller coaster. And then it's followed by an in-breath, and you're coming up the roller coaster. And down, breathe out slowly. And now breathe in. And breathe out. And now keep breathing, keep your eyes closed, but just listen to my words. So with your eyes closed, try to look in front of you. What do you see in the space in front of your eyes as they're closed? Do you see light? Do you see dark? Do you see colors? And now try to get a sense of that space in front of your eyes. Is it inert? Or is there an awareness to it? So if you can sense it's aware, it's alive, and it's aware of you, and it's gently and patiently been waiting for you to meet it your whole life. So just breathe into it. If you can greet it with gentleness and kindness and warmth and generosity. You'll be greeting it with many of its own innate characteristics, and you'll actually be able to see it easier. The more you stay in this state and you sense this energy and you soften into it, the more it will show itself, it will reveal itself to you. The more time you spend doing this, the more you will see, the more you will feel. And eventually, you will learn to trust it. It is always there. It is always supporting you. It is always loving you. And no matter what you bring into this energy, it will transmute and make it all perfect. Keep breathing and sense where you're sitting in your chair, and slowly bring your awareness back into your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Beautiful.
It's that simple. It's that profound.
I see light when I close my eyes. I just want to tell our listeners, and you would agree with me, Dr. Nancy, you don't always have to do it with your eyes closed. Once you feel more connected to this energy and to this divine presence and within you and around you, and it can happen anywhere and everywhere, right?
Oh, and at all times.
Yes.
And, like, consistently and constantly. Yes, absolutely, Dr. Joanne.
Okay. So what happens when people are saying, because somebody's questioning, well, what if I can't do it? That's fear-based. What if I can't do it? What if I'm not good enough kind of thing? What if I can't do it?
I know everybody is good enough, and all they have to do is stop trying. You know, for years, it was like I was trying, I was seeking, I was like, I'm going to find it. And the more I did, the more it eluded itself from me. It was when I stopped trying, when I relaxed. And actually, it was, I believe having my teacher, my guide, it was so much easier because her certainty kind of energetically helped me see it easier. I think that's the only way. When you have someone who is spiritually awake and aware and experienced and skilled, it really helps. You know, their light turns your light on, and it helps to it's a vibrational thing almost that's passed along just by being in the vibration of another enlightened being. And that's, I think, how it starts. And I love the technology. I love what you're doing, Dr. Joanne, and I love that your listeners are on this path, that they're aware, because this is what I'm seeing. We are now have the highest number of people seeking, of doing yoga, of meditation, of mindfulness. So I believe we're on this brink of this huge, massive breakthrough where humanity is enlightening itself and becoming.
And I think it's so very important for that to happen now. I think that we need it. FYI, years ago when I was espousing this or whatever, I was considered weird.
You were just before your time, a visionary, yes.
But it's so important. Well, you can tell our listeners why you're saying now that many of us are awakening to this. Why is it so essential today?
Well, I mean, just all you have to do, everyone just looks around, you know, we have massive shootings almost on a daily basis. I mean, my practice was right a mile and a half from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland.
Oh,
I
wow.
was working that afternoon of the shooting, and a mom was standing next to me and got an alert on her phone.
Mm.
So the 5 o'clock the next morning, my office manager called and confirmed that we lost a patient that day, and one of our staff lost her sister. So,
oh.
I mean, I know the whole community is still, either people have moved away or they're still here because the shooter is alive and he's going through trial right now. So
right.
the people who stayed in the community are actively following it and going, like, to the trial. But most people moved away because they couldn't deal with it. So they submerged, you know, they never properly dealt with the incident, the shooting, whatever you
mm-hmm.
want to call it. I like to say, you know, the incident. But it's exactly meant to evolve us. When things like that happen, they are, one, pointing us to, like, as a collective, do you really want to keep going this way? And two, they're causing so much suffering that they're pushing people to actually find solutions. So besides the shootings, you have political divide in our country and hatred, and you have the war in Ukraine, you have the economic issues. I mean, you name it, it's heightening. Everything is heightening. It's like the screws are turning up. And it's almost as if the divine, which I know and trust that nothing bad's happening, it's just asking us, do you want to keep creating and continuing, you know, to make a world like this? Or is it time to perhaps, you know, change the way we're coming from? And that's
and you know what?
Myself.
It is so important to change. It's interesting because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and that person said, "Well, I can't do anything about what's going on." And I said, "That's not true," because again, and from this philosophy, from what we're talking about, Dr. Nancy, once you embrace this, and who you are becomes softened, becomes more expansive. I don't know how to put it all into words, but when you're changing your energy and shifting, you're having an impact on others and an impact on a larger circle than what you even realize.
Oh, my God. Okay, so just to that, I've had unity consciousness. I've seen us all as one. And once you have that direct experience or knowing,
mm-hmm.
you know your own power. You feel your power. And coming from love and unity is so, it's infinitely more powerful than coming from fear and hatred. And the more people we can shift, or the more people who do shift, they choose to shift into this exquisite knowingness, it's power. It changes the whole fabric of reality. And so that is how each one of us on an individual, seemingly individual basis, change. So when we take a stand for love and we come from this in certainty, no matter what, we do change the fabric of all of reality. Not just our own, but for all of perpetuity, of forever and ever, and this energy field that is all. We change it, and we do have that power.
Oh, I totally agree with you, and I think it's important. And it's about energy. I mean, when we shift,
mm-hmm.
the energy is incredibly powerful. And when
mm-hmm.
we connect to this divine energy and recognize that it's not only outside of us, but it's also within us, and we're so connected,
mm-hmm.
I keep saying I don't have the words, because the power of it, the
mm-hmm.
fortitude of it, as you've been describing and as we both
mm-hmm.
know, is just amazing.
It's miraculous. It's holy. It's sacred. And we each, this is again, this is, you know, what we're waking up to, our sacredness, our holiness, our power, who and what we are, our own divinity. So I teach that in the book. I teach that in my master class. And, you know, at first, I do believe, you know, it might be unbelievable for people to hear, but it has its way of integrating into our beingness and changing us and subtly, you know, changing the whole of reality, all of fabric, and not just of our planet or our universe, but of all energy everywhere. It's a complete, and it's nourishing and uplifting and fulfilling, and it just takes everything that your mind labels as a problem or lacking, missing, and wrong, and completely transmutes it into this exquisite beauty and perfection of all.
Beautiful. You put it very beautifully, and it's true. I love it, Dr. Nancy. So tell our listeners a little bit about the book, and also, once we do that, because people need to get your book and under, and because, again, you're here to help, and I agree, and I am too, to help people make that shift into more of an expansive understanding and consciousness. And one of the tools that you are offering people is this beautiful book.
I love the book. I mean, I wish I could take complete credit for it, but I can't. It's divinely guided. It's an entity in and of itself. It shows me it has like golden angel wings and it's flying on its own. So it's called Divine Trust, A Practical Guide to End Your Suffering and Find Your Way Home. You can get it on Amazon. It's available in paperback, Kindle, and Audible, which I really highly recommend because it's my voice, my transmission. I was guided to do it that way. And you can also listen to the meditations that are all on that Audible version. If you do buy the paperback or the Kindle, there's a little barcode in there. You just scan it in and you can get the meditations. And actually, I explain some of the processes in a much more informal and kind of lighthearted way, and also do the processes so you can put the book down and experience it directly. And once they do, oh, for your readers, if they buy it on Amazon and put the code in, they'll get 4 free gifts if they put it into divinetrustbook.com. They can get 4 free gifts. One's A Happy for No Reason workbook by my good friend Marcy Shymoff. And there's also Dr. Sue Mortar, a great friend of mine. She's doing Activating the Healer Within Meditation, and then I do my own Divine State of Trust explanation and meditation on there. So the people, your listeners, will be able to get all of that if they do it. And if they want to work with me, I can be found at trustthedivine.com. And although I'm not doing, I just started working with the Parkland students, so I'm devoting my free time to that, but I will be doing another master class, which I love to do. I do it on Zoom, and having that interaction and being there available to, you know, help coach people through and guide them, I just think it's indispensable. I wish I had, you know, always had a guide for me to ask, especially when I was first starting out, because it would have really sped me along the path.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What would you like to leave our listeners with, Dr. Nancy Wiley, before we close?
So in this state of divine trust, everything is perfection. Even the seemingly imperfections are perfection. And we all have that. So even when you're having the worst day, all you have to do is stop, breathe, and say to yourself, okay, I know that everything is perfect, so I don't know this is for my highest good. Kind of end with a sense of humor, because the divine definitely plays with us sometimes and has a really great sense of humor. And you just have to persevere with this trust, and you'll see how whatever's happening in your day or your year or your life is actually a perfect unfolding of what is of your highest life and your best good.
Beautifully stated. Thank you so much, Dr. Nancy Wiley. I appreciate you and all that you're doing. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, too. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So think about what Dr. Nancy Wiley said, and it's so important to recognize it may take a little time, but as you really begin to embrace this understanding and this divinity within you and around you and connecting to it, life feels different. It doesn't mean that there aren't challenges. It doesn't mean that everything is wonderful each and every moment, although you can shift it. And really, it helps you see life in a very beautiful, more loving, as Dr. Nancy Wiley said, wonderful way. So that's important. So this show is called Power Your Life. This is one of the ways to power your life. This morning I asked for some guidance on something, and when I went for my power walk, I got a few pennies that in the street that to me was like pennies from heaven or whatever. It was a confirmation of the question that I asked this morning, and I felt very comfortable with the response because I always get that. And again, connect with that. Feel comfortable within yourself and know that you are here not only to make a difference in your own life, but in the lives of others as well, even with some small step. If you want to get a hold of me, I'll give you the short version. Go to docwhite.org. And remember, you have more ability and more awareness and more love within you than you realize. Have a beautiful and blessed and divine day. Thanks for joining.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.